Let's go and have a chat with Nick Olive, because tomorrow Single Gaze is back in the Millie Fox. Morning to you, Nick.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. I reckon the owners and yourself just can't wait for around 4:25 tomorrow.
Yeah, no, it's going to be fantastic to have her back on the race course, mate. It's been just over 10 months since she last raced, so been a long time coming.
She came back, remind us, Nick, she came back in the spring and you just decided that she needed a decent spell?
Yeah, look, she came back in the spring and she was going well, but I just felt she wasn't 100%. She was probably 90, 95%. And I just decided to turn her out and just give her a bit more time. And this time she's come back 100%.
Yeah, that's good. I know you trialled a week ago with Fell Swoop. Did you get the good indications there that she can sort of come back to some of her best form this preparation?
Yeah, look, definitely, Andrew. I feel that she's probably going better than she ever has. Her trial the other day was really good. She sort of settled long back, you know, back last and worked home very strongly. And, you know, Fell Swoop was under a pretty good hold, but she worked up outside him in a pretty fast trial.
Yeah, it was fast. The time was quick, wasn't it? So she's just had an uninterrupted preparation?
Yeah, this preparation's been perfect, mate. She hasn't missed a beat. There's been no issues at all. And she's had the two trials now, and, I think she's spot on ready to go for tomorrow.
And with two trials, how do you see then, first up, off 10 months of racing? So that, I guess, is some query, but just first up at 1300 fresh from an inside draw. How do you see it?
Yeah, look, I suppose there's always question marks when you're bringing a horse like this back from a fall like that. But I do feel that she'll race super tomorrow. I feel that she'll jump and put herself in a nice position. I do think the 1300's perfect for her first up.
You just feel that from barrier one, you're probably a bit of freshness there that you'll be able to use barrier one in a positive way, that you don't want to get cluttered, you know, back on the inside.
Nah, that's right, Andrew. I'd like to be in the first, you know, four or five. Look, she has jumped very well in her trials. She sort of pinged the gate, so we've just let her sort of fall back. But I think tomorrow, if she pings out and Cathy's positive on her, she'll hold a position and be in the race for a long way.
Have you worked out a little plan, or is tomorrow sort of tell you, given that she's first up for 10 months?
Yeah, look, obviously tomorrow is going to be the telling factor of where we're going with her and how she's come back. But I'd love to see her race well tomorrow and then move on to the Coolmore in 3 weeks' time.
Yeah, okay. I think you made the decision last year that you sort of wanted to keep it a sort of, have I got it right? There's so many stuff comes into your brain, but do you want to keep it to a mile, is it sort of 2,000?
Yeah, look, we're sort of probably aiming to keep her at a mile this preparation. You know, there is the option to go to further if we do decide she needs that, but the idea in my head at the moment is sort of to keep it to a mile.
Yeah, okay. Well, mate, we can't wait to see you tomorrow lining up in the Randvet Millie Fox. You've got runners at Goulburn tomorrow. You got a winner there for us? We're heading out there tomorrow.
I think Callaway Cruiser will go very well tomorrow, mate. She's a bit of a price, so I think she'll see a sharp improvement from her.
Okay, that's Callaway Cruiser, which is race two, number four, for Brendan Ward, and has drawn barrier one. Mate, good luck. Hope she runs well tomorrow in town.
Yeah, good on you. Thanks, Andrew. Looking forward to it, mate.
Good on you, Nick. Nick Olive joining us there, the trainer of Single Gaze. Back tomorrow at 4:25. Also in that race, Daisy Doom for Ron Quinton. They're hoping that they'll be able to use that kind barrier draw and that she'll be very competitive in that race as well. We see Heavens Above coming back, and as we spoke about yesterday, there doesn't look to be a lot of pace there. Maybe it's in her time and Daisy Doom, but we'll wait and see what unfolds.